CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 7th of December 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Become an RSGB regional representative in your area. Keep up to date with how technology can be used in amateur radio. 5 MHz, an important reminder about FT8, use within allocated frequencies. Do you want to make a difference to the amateur radio community in your region? The RSGB has 3 regional representative posts that are available for nominations in the upcoming 2026 elections. These are for Region 2, which covers Scotland North and the Northern Isles, Region 7 for South Wales, and Region 9, which covers London and Thames Valley. As a regional representative, you will lead the team of district representatives in your area and not only represent the society but also support your fellow radio amateurs. Find out more about what it takes to succeed in this role by reading the candidate pack at rsgb.org/elections. Deadline for applications is the 31st of January 2026. An increasing number of modern technologies are being used in different ways within amateur radio, from artificial intelligence that helps you write software to a 3D printer that you can use to create amateur radio equipment. The RSGB has gathered some of these together in a web section called Emerging Technologies and has now added it to an overview of the new monthly Radcom column Experimenters Corner. The column was introduced in November and is written by RSGB Board Director Mark Jones, M0MGX. The column covers everything from setting up your own tiny GS project at home to experimenting with Meshtastic. Go to rsgb.org/emerging-technologies and be inspired. The RSGB reminds all radio amateurs that they must only operate within UK allocated bands for each mode. Ofcom has noticed that increasingly radio amateurs are using FT8 outside of the UK 60-metre allocation. It's monitoring usage and will write to you if it observes your call sign operating outside the band. Please ensure the configuration of your FT8 software limits your transmissions to frequencies and bandwidths that are fully within the UK allocation. For example, when using WSJTX for digital modes at 5357 kHz, it's imperative that the transmitted signal is never above 5358 kHz. Using Hold TX frequency can help this. The Society works hard to protect the spectrum for all radio amateurs to use, but that work will be more difficult if radio amateurs continue to stray outside of allocated bands. The Ofcom OFW 611 Amateur Radio License Terms and Conditions document includes an explanation of all the frequencies available to radio amateurs in the UK. You can find this on the Ofcom website or via the UK Amateur Licensing link on the RSGB website under rsgb.org licensing. The RSGB National Radio Centre, located at Bletchley Park, will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Day, reduced hours on New Year's Eve when the centre will close at 2 p.m. In addition to this, it will be closed for essential maintenance on the 5th and 6th of January. Outside of these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. Youngsters on the Air month is well underway with multiple groups scheduled to host special event station GB25 YOTA this week. Today, Sunday the 7th of December, you'll be able to work operators from Cray Valley Radio Society as well as the 2nd Marlborough Scouts. The Scout group will be active tomorrow, Monday the 8th of December. Bucky High School in Scotland will be operating on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So listen out and encourage young operators in making what could be their first ever QSOs. So on Tuesday the 9th of December, Hilderston Radio Society members will be supervising students from St Peter in Thanet Junior School. On Wednesday the 10th of December, students from Sunderland College will be on the amateur bands with supervision from Ian Bowman, G7ESY. Looking ahead to next weekend, the RSGB National Radio Centre will be welcoming young people to operate as GB25 YOTA. Details of operating times, bands and modes can be found on the RSGB site. There have been a number of changes to the Region 1 team, which covers Scotland, South and Western Isles. To ensure that you're contacting the correct representative, go to rsgb.org/regions and click the team name from the right-hand menu, followed by Meet the Region 1 team. And finally, a date for your diary, the next in the popular 145 Alive series, will take place on Saturday the 7th of February from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. The event will include the addition of 144 Meg's SSB stations with vertical polarisation. For more information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. Today, the 7th of December, Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair takes place at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m, entry £3, no charge for partners and under-16s. More details, contact Phil, G6DLJ, on 07990563147, or email wrgfigures2024@hotmail.com. Sparkford Radio Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 28th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, BA227QX. Doors open from 9:30, admission will be £2, refreshment and free parking available on site. More details, contact Luke on 07870168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. Special event news now, celebrating the city of Chemnitz, one of the European capitals for culture. A number of special event stations are active from Germany until Monday the 15th of December. All QSOs will be uploaded to EQSL Logbook of the World and Club Log. To read more, including information about certificates that are available for working the stations, visit 2025c.de. The first French satellite, named Asterix or Astérix, was launched into orbit on the 26th of November 1965, marking its 60th anniversary. Members of Wingles, its radio club, F4KLR, are active as TM60ATX on Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th of December, and again between the 19th and 23rd of December. All CW and SSB QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. FT8 QSOs will be confirmed via EQSL. TX News, Vlad, OK2WX and Pobola, OK2YL, are active as HP3-OK2WX and HP3-OK2YL from Panama until Wednesday the 10th of December. They're operating CW and SSB with a focus on 160, 80 and 40 metre bands. See QRZ.com for more. Pierre, VK3KTB, is active as VY0ERC from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club on Ellesmere Island, NA008, until Wednesday the 10th of December. He operates CWSSB and FT8 on various bands, QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. Contest news, the ARRL 160 contest started at 2200 UTC Friday the 5th and ends at 1559 UTC today, Sunday the 7th of December, using CW on the 160 metre band. The exchanges is Signal Report American and Canadian stations also send their ARRL or RAC section reference. Today, the 7th of December, the RSGB 144 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 9th of December, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs 1900 to 9055 UTC, FM on the 70 SEMS band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 9th, RSGB 432 UK activity contest 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 70 SEMS band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 10th of December, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, exchanges report and 4-character location. Also on the 10th, RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, exchanges, report and four character locate are exactly as above. If you're in one, you can join the other. On Thursday, the 11th of December, the RSGB 50 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 6-metre band, exchanges, signal, report, serial number and locator. ARRL 10-metre contest starts at 0000 UTC, Saturday the 13th of December, ends 2359 UTC, on Sunday the 14th of December, CW and phone on the 10-metre band, exchanges, signal, report and serial number, American and Canadian stations send their state or province number. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, the prediction made last week was for the solar flux index to increase, possibly reaching 155 by the 1st of December and 175 by the 6th. In fact, it hit 196 on the 1st and 200 on the 2nd. This was no doubt aided by three large sunspot groups in the sun's southern hemisphere. We also said the KP index could hit 5 on the 3rd of December. It actually hit 6.67, so well done to the Space Weather Prediction Centre for its forecast. On Thursday the 4th of December, the solar wind speed gradually increased from about 360 kilometres per second to 475 kilometres per second, thanks to the onset of an enhanced solar wind from the Very Large Coronal Hole. The BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field has also been pointing sharply south at times, which means it's more easily coupled with the Earth, and the KP index goes up as solar plasma floods in. Maximum usable frequencies have been affected, but not too much. The MUF's over 3,000 kilometre path was still above 28 megs on the 3rd of December, at least until sunset. Nighttime MUFs now characteristically below 14 megahertz, leaving only 10 megs and below open to DX. As reported by CDXC's Slack group this week, recent DX included the YJ0GC de-expedition to Vanuatu and the 7 AM in Greenland on the 10-metre band using CW. 5R8IC in Madagascar was noted on the 15-metre band using FT4, and SU8 Yota in Egypt was worked on the 20-metre band using SSB. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will stay in the 180s to 190s, and good news is that the KP index is predicted to remain low, at least until Saturday the 13th of December, when it's forecast to rise again to 5. So get your HF DXing in during the daytime over this coming week. VHF and up, the weather charts for the coming week or more show a very unsettled pattern with some deep areas of low pressure, strong winds and heavy rain at times. Tropo is unlikely in the traditional high pressure sense, but sometimes a strong maritime southwesterly wind can bring a brief slight improvement for parts of the southeast Britain in the windy warm sector of the depression. Watch out for this on Tuesday the 9th of December. Rain scatter remains a good option since there'll be numerous bands of rain and showers available. As scatter elements, the Margate 24GB Web SDR has seen the Flanders beacon ON0HVL for a number of days due to the rain over the southern North Sea, but the lack of active 24GB station on the east coast made this frustrating to watch on a Web SDR. Aurora is a possibility during the coming week. Look for KP index above 5 to generate a good radio response. The evening of the 3rd of December saw classic fluttery HF signals on 80 metres and 40, supported by a KP index of 6.67 and reported auroral QSOs on 70, 144 and 50 megs. Lastly, a consideration of the meteor scatter prospect is more promising as we are now in the broader period for the Geminids, which is due to peak on Sunday the 14th of December. This shower has a maximum hourly rate of 120, so ranks as a joint second after the August Perseids. For EME operators, moon declination reached a maximum yesterday, 6th of December, meaning long moon windows and high peak elevation. Path losses are at their lowest, but increasing during the week. 144 meg sky noise is low for the coming week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.